Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Alton Jones. And the E50s were pretty good to you there, my friend.
I tell you, the E50 was really an unbelievable turn of events. It was great for everybody, you know, because it was no entry fee, and everybody went home with a good, solid payday. But, you know, the bigger money, of course, is up there at the top. I didn't even think I really had a chance at it, but it turned out great.
Well, you had a great event at Kentucky Barclay, below Kentucky Barclay, there on the river system, and it was really a neat program this year. You know, we got to kind of sit in the boat with you, and, you know, I really liked the anchor system you were using in that thing, and it was really showing well on television.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's really fun when you can play around a little bit in the boat. And that third day when we filmed that footage, I had a good sack of fish pretty early. And I was basically playing defense on my spot, trying to make sure the other competitors stayed away from it and that sort of thing. And so we saw that buoy floating there nearby, and we decided we'd have some fun. When you've got a big sack in the live well, you can do things like that.
Yeah, for those of you that didn't see the program, there's a great big ball, like a big ball filled with air that was used as a marker buoy, and you set on that to be able to hold you where you needed to hold in that current.
That's right. You know, I really wasn't even trying to fish. Like I said, we were just goofing off playing. And it turned out, it was pretty comfortable, believe it or not, and I even caught a fish or two off of it. So, but it's a nice luxury to be able to spend some time having fun with your cameraman. And we filmed all kinds of crazy stuff that they didn't show. We pretended it was like an abdominizer, and we're doing exercises on it, and it was a fishing seat, and it was a bouncy toy. And we did all kinds. Who knows where that stuff's going to show up?
Well, you know, one of the things is now probably Skeeter Boats will have that as a new butt seat for the front guy in the boat. You know, a lot more comfortable, easier on your back, and plus you can exercise using it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's coming. Yeah, I'll let you call Jeff Stone at Skeeter and ask him when that new boat seat's going to be coming out.
Well, let's talk if we can. Of course, you know, the Bassmaster Classic is just right around the corner, but the E50s had to be a lot of fun for you. You know, you fished a lot different hours than normal, but made for a long day for the angler, I'm sure.
Well, you know, the fishing day wasn't any longer than what we're accustomed to. What was longer was what was different was the hours that we competed. You know, we're used to an 8 to 9 hour event beginning at safe daylight. This one began at 10 o'clock, and when you go 8 or 9 hours beyond that and then tag on a two-hour weigh-in, what it ended up with was, you know, you're getting to bed pretty late at night. And the problem for us as anglers is when you go from tournaments where you're fishing early morning to those where you're fishing late in the evening, it's like flying across the ocean. You go through jet lag almost, because your body, for so many years, we've been ingrained into being on a different schedule. So that kind of throws you off, and it takes some getting used to. But I really like that new time schedule that we've got.
Well, you know, it was amazing to me. And as you mentioned, jet lag. You know, your body has a clock in it that makes it get up any time in the morning when you're used to getting up. So if you're used to getting up at that 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning for an event, then right away you still kind of get up around those hours, don't you?
Oh yeah, I wake up at 5:30 every morning, whether I need to or not. But you know, I've never really been a morning person. I say that. So I think that's part of what helped me in the E50s. I've always seemed to have more energy in the afternoons. And, you know, you wouldn't think about this, but in the summertime, a lot of times the best fishing of the day can be late in the afternoon. So it's nice to have. It takes a different strategy, really, even fishing late than it does early. I mean, fish do different things at different times of the day, so it's nice to get to test our skills against the other anglers at those other odd time periods.
Well, how much did the river systems play into that? Because I know a lot of times river systems are a better late-day bite. You've got current involved. You know, you were really close to the dam there. And do you think that really helped you with that later-day bite with sun being up?
Well, yeah, it certainly did. I think more importantly, any time you're dealing with the extremes of weather, either the real hot heat of the summer or the real cold of the winter, any time you can throw current into the mix, it sort of neutralizes those extremes. In other words, you can still catch bass in real cold conditions or real hot conditions if you have some current. The other factor, weather-wise, that played into it for me was with all the rain they'd had, the Ohio River had come up, I don't know, 7 or 8 feet and was extremely muddy. And the Tennessee and Cumberland Rivers were the only two areas that had some fairly clean water flowing into them. And I wanted to stay in that cleaner water, and that, you know, turned out to be a good strategy.
Well, it certainly did. You won that event, and even though the purse was not that big in an E50 event, the getting to the end of the year thing made it worthwhile winning the last one, didn't it?
Boy, it sure did. And like I said, that was completely unexpected for me. I went into that event in 15th place thinking, best case scenario, I'm going to end up in 5th or something like that, which would have been great, but I had no idea I had a chance to get up to those bigger paydays. And I really was unaware of that until the night before the final day of the event, because that's when I was able to look at the sheet and seeing that some of the guys that were way ahead of me and in contention had stumbled pretty severely. And I started getting a little nervous at that point, because then you start thinking about what if this happens or what if that happens. And the way the situation was for me, my best case scenario was finishing 2nd. But if I didn't do well, I could drop all the way down to about 9th, which is like a $70,000 swing depending on that one day of fishing.
Man, that really puts the pressure on, I'm sure, the pressure cooker. Now, the pressure cooker is not going to go away, because you got the Bassmaster Classic coming right around the corner here, and you got to be excited. Lake Wylie sounds like it's on a resurgence, sounds like there's a lot of fish in there, and sounds like if the water comes down a little bit, it could be an excellent event.
Well, I think it will be a good event, and then right after that, we have the FLW Championship as well. So I've got a while before I can really breathe easy, but it's nice to know that you're in these events, and going to at least have a chance to compete and be there for your sponsors and hopefully catch a big sack of fish.
Well, you mentioned that, the FLW Championship. Of course, that's for $500,000 for the winner. And, it's kind of a unique format. It's almost like the NCAA pairings type format where you fish against one guy every day. And it's kind of neat and unique for you, Alton, because you made both the FLW Championship and the Bassmaster Classic, so a superior year again.
Well, Terry, it has been a great season fishing-wise for me. And I didn't really do anything different than I normally do, just go out and fish hard every single week. That's all you can do and be grateful for every bite you get. But the bracket-style format in the FLW Championship, it provides another unique, fun angle for us, because I don't really have to worry about the rest of the field. All I've got to worry about is Lee Bailey Jr. and beating him those first 2 days, and he's just got to worry about beating me. And then it's really like you're fishing 3 separate events if you qualify as you get past each round.
Well, you got to be, thinking about that $500,000. It changed your life, I'm sure. As an angler, you guys work really, really hard to get those good sponsors and to keep them happy. But that $500,000 cash should come in handy, I'm sure.
I tell you, it's a pretty big carrot to dangle out there for anybody. And, you've all got everybody, every angler out there, we all have dreams about winning a prize like that. But as great as that would be, I'm not totally motivated by money. That's not really what makes me tick. I really believe that God has given me a career as a professional fisherman as a platform to reach others for Him, and that's my main goal. And sometimes He puts a lot of bass in my live well. Sometimes He doesn't put any, like at Smith Lake this past year. And I'm just grateful to have this to compete. And my prayer and my hope is just that I can honor Him, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through everything that I do, win, lose, or draw.
Well, it's a great feeling to go out there and have that state of mind where you know that you're doing it for the right reasons, and to be able to go out there and not have to worry about those things that are happening at home. I know your family's very, very close and travel with you. And that's got to be just one of those things as an angler. That's got to be a side benefit that maybe some anglers don't have that luxury.
Well, it is. Having your family travel with you takes so many pressures off of you. And that's another thing that God's worked out and allowed us to do, to be together as a family. But, it's nice to feel called into your profession. It doesn't matter, not just that I'm a professional fisherman, but if I was a plumber or an electrician or an engineer or whatever I happen to be, it's always important to be where God wants you to make a difference for something bigger than just catching a bass or for today or for the bank account.
Well, it certainly is. It's all about family. I think one of the unique natures of our sport is the fact that it's about families, it's about kids, it's about, grown men going out and chasing little green fish, which seems kind of funny at times, but what a great way to make a living. And Alton, I appreciate you being with us again here at Bass Fan Radio.
Hey, Terry, this has been my pleasure, and you guys keep up the good work at BassFan.com, too.
Well, we will, and this is Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.